When I was little, still in grade school right after my mom left, I had these dreams that she had just gone to the store to pick up something my dad had forgotten. My dad and I were always sitting at the table, sometimes playing a game, other times just talking. The feeling was so alive, so real. It was normal. I'd wake up in this distorted existence where everything was okay. Sometimes that feeling would last almost a full minute. It would always disappear, but I'd go to sleep the next night whispering prayers to whomever it is that puts dreams in heads to let me have that one again. It would never come when I truly wanted it. Over the years, I had that dream less and less. I think it was maturity killing silly, childish fantasies. It's been 3 years since I felt my mom's presence in my slumber, and the memory of that dream had almost left me completely. Last night, though, she was here. Here. Kyle and I arrived at Grandma Grace's house in Tucson after an all-night drive that turned into morning, then afternoon. I needed to see her, and my heart and head were acting together when I hatched the late-night plan to hit the road with the only friend I have, the only one who would embrace my wildest and craziest ideas. Kyle has been through it all with me, literally from the bottom to this rocky journey back up. When I asked him to drive me here, to see my grandma and get answers about my dead mom, he merely motioned towards the truck, keys in hand, ready to drive. And when I added in the bit about also wanting to find Wes, Kyle didn't flinch, indulging my hopes and not once questioning me. Kyle loves me more than I deserve, but I will never tell him that. I'm selfish, and as much as my heart belongs to Wes, Kyle's friendship also makes me whole. I call my dad from the road when we were too far away from home for him to stop us, and he reluctantly called ahead to Grace for us. This was after chewing my ass out for about 30 minutes and demanding we turn around and come home. I left out the part that our drive home would take twice as long because, oh yeah, and we plan to look for Wes because I believe he's alive and he sent me cryptic messages. Sound good? The drive took 9 hours. By the time we arrived at the small brick home, surrounded by cactus and shadowed by a mountain scarred with blackened earth from a recent fire, the sun was just beginning to set over the peak. Our greeting was awkward. Grace pulled me in for a hug, but her hands never came to rest on my back, her touch stilted, guarded. She made a pallet on the floor in her sewing room for Kyle. She led me to the spare room with blank walls and laced curtains at the end of the hall. And when my head hit the pillow, my eyes closed easily from exhaustion. That was more than 12 hours ago. I'd give anything to close my eyes again, but it's too late. They've opened. And that feeling from the dream, it's already gone. My body aches from the long ride in Kyle's truck and the hard mattress beneath me. I roll to my side and pull my knees up to my chest, one at a time, removing my prosthetic and stretching my body as I kick away the heavy quilt I slept under. I half expect the sensation of phantom pain to kick in, but it hasn't for weeks. At least nothing like when I first lost my leg in the bus accident. The door to my room is slightly open, and I strain to see what I can of the house beyond it through the 4-inch gap. When the door pushes towards me, I startle and sit up quickly while my mind registers that it's only Kyle. "There's breakfast out there," he says, stretching his arms above his head, his fingertips nearly grazing the ceiling fan blades above him. "What time is it?" I press my palms into my eyes, forcing out the puffiness. 11, he says, his mouth ticking up on one side while my eyes widen. "Yeah, we slept for 15 hours. "So doesn't that make it lunchtime?" I say, tugging my fingers through the knots of my hair. "Yeah, but, Grace, or your grandma, or what do I call her?" Kyle asks. I shrug. She's really a stranger, other than the few times I saw her when I was a kid. "All right, well, Grace, she said she always wanted to make you breakfast, so..." Our eyes meet as his words trail off.